You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
The Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beercroft, released a report yesterday of the experiences of 12 whānau who have dealt with the state care system. Of the 13 babies at the centre of the report, 8 remained with their mum or parents, but 5 babies were taken by the state. However, this report showed these families were treated poorly by Oranga Tamariki, with armed police being used in an uplift, and one mother was giving birth while she was told her baby would be taken away. Some families said their efforts to become better parents went unnoticed and that they were kept out of loop, manipulated, lied to, and threatened. One mother in the report also said her social worker tricked her into signing an agreement to hand over custody of her child. A pregnant woman also said her social worker tried to get her back on drugs, so they had a reason to take the baby away. I spoke to Whānau Ora's North Island Commissioning Chair, Merepeka Raukawa Tate, and I first asked about her comments on the Children's Commissioner's report.
Well, it is a very good report because it's a true reflection of the voices of people who have mothers who have had anything to do with Oranga Tamariki. However, it is yet another report and doesn't make for good reading about the experiences of those mothers and their babies with this government organisation.
So the commissioner earlier has found that Māori babies under 3 months old are 5 times more likely to be taken by the state than non-Māori. Can you just give us a little bit of insight what will happen to the papi if you remove them from their whānau?
Well, unfortunately, Māori babies, whether they're in their early, in their first 3 months of their lives or even later on, they are the ones that are invariably removed from their mothers. It really does highlight that Māori mothers in particular are not respected. They're very much seen as the enemy, and this government organisation does everything they can to actually remove babies from their mothers. And so the report highlights the unprofessional conduct by many of the practitioners, the social workers, etc. And so really what we're seeing is we're just seeing discrimination all along the way. Those babies are removed from their mothers as infants. Certainly with this report, they're removed from their mothers as little infants, as newborns. And so the bonding that should be taking place with that mother and her newborn is not going to happen. And what we know from our research is those children that are taken in their first early months very rarely are returned to the family and to the mother. Now that is a tragedy and that should never happen. So all I'm saying is that the report really highlights the widespread systemic racism and discrimination that is found even today after all of these reports still within that department, a government department, Oranga Tamariki. It was there under Child, Youth and Family Services and it is still there in Oranga Tamariki.
But why is Oranga Tamariki so focused on taking Pepe into state care instead of providing support for the mother or the whānau?
Well, what they say is that they're there for the protection of the children. And so, and even on the most shonky evidence, they are prepared to believe that the child is at risk and they want to take the child from the mother. The worst thing is they don't even say, well, if there is an issue of safety, and, you know, let's be very clear, that the safety of children should always be paramount, absolutely. But if there is an issue about a child remaining in a home where there is the potential for that child to be harmed, then you do something. But why don't they look for somebody in the wider family to say, this child will be removed, has to be removed to a place of safety as soon as possible. Who is going to put their hand up? Who is a trusted person that will look after this child and ensure it's a safety until such time as we can do an investigation and see what is the best way forward from here? But they don't do that. And they leave the mother unsupported at all times. They need to change their focus, not only to see that the children are kept safe in their homes, but also to say, how can we support the mothers to perhaps be better in terms of their parental skills? And also, what other support, what else is happening in that home to ensure that everybody is well in the home? And they don't do that. They have a culture of removal, and removal first, no questions asked, and doing what the hell they like. And it's not good enough.
Do you think there is a racial problem happening at Oranga Tamariki?
Oh, I do. I think there is systemic racism and discrimination that is widespread in that organisation. They may say that it's not. They may say they're doing the best that they can to change it. But I still, every week, receive phone calls from all over the country, telling me of experiences right now that people are having right now with this organisation. So if they're saying things are changing, well, if they are changing, the evidence is not there.
Dame Tariana Turia had said yesterday that the Children's Minister, Tracy Martin, needs to resign. What do you think of that?
Well, Tracy Martin is the minister and minister of, the minister. So it's not for me to say whether she should resign or not, but certainly I do say that under the current CEO, I mean, you do want to give the benefit of the doubt, and one hopes that they are doing better, etc. But right now, there is a reputation that actually is so tarnished that it's goodness knows who can get in there and just, and so everybody would have trust in the organisation, because that's what's not there. No one that I know will ever pick up the phone and make a call for help to this organisation, Oranga Tamariki. It just won't happen. And so when there is no trust there, when there is no respect there, then you've got a department, you've got an organisation that nobody wants. So it can't possibly do its job. It can't possibly do its job. So what's it there for? And the saddest thing is, I know that they've got good people working hard in that organisation, but they're not trusted. So how can they do a good job? But the worst thing is, if there's an issue of safety for the children, they're not going to get the best support that they can get either, because nobody trusts the organisation. And that's really the guts of it.
What recommendations would you make to the government regarding Oranga Tamariki?
Well, the one thing I would say is that there's no community or Māori organisation that could do worse than what we've currently got in this government organisation. So any other organisation could do better. But it really is more around making sure that Māori design the solutions for their own issues. And that really means that they should be leading any organisation or provider group. It should be Māori-led, so that the solutions can be designed by the Māori whānau themselves. And let's be honest, there's always two sides of the story, and I know that a lot of Māori children are at risk in their homes. That's not going to change unless the home environment changes. And there's nobody, a government department will never be able to get into a home, into the Māori homes, but Māori organisations and community organisations, Māori providers, they can get into the homes and they can start sorting things out. I mean, they can smell bullshit a mile off. And so, you know, and so they need to be held to account if there's an issue of safety for their children in their own homes. But you bring in the wider family as well. You bring in the hapū too, so that everybody with a vested interest in that child is around the table saying, what is our input into the solutions to be developed for this family? How can we make sure that the mother's not kicked to the curb? We don't want to see that. We want the mother to be given the skills and the wider whānau to be given the skills and the opportunity to make a better home if that's what's required. But it does require respect for each other, that the role of the mother is respected, that unprofessional conduct by social workers, that's out the door. Get rid of that sort of thing. Make sure that the culture of any organisation that is brought in to support the families is a culture of respect, but more importantly, it's a culture of willingness to sit down and listen with a willingness to understand. These are not hard things, but they're things that a government organisation has never done well. And so they need to think very carefully about the future, actually, of Oranga Tamariki, because I don't want to see any Māori child uplifted again, certainly not going and placed with this organisation. It is not healthy. I think it's dysfunctional. I think it's toxic. And it is a great threat to, I think, the future well-being of any child that comes into the hands of Oranga Tamariki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.